Well, you all know it wasn't a major championship, but it certainly felt like one. Yes, the Players 2022 is complete. No surprise, there's another young champion holding the trophy. Welcome into the Grow Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupka, here with Jay Randolph Jr., also known as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Jay, let me begin getting your thoughts on the Players.
Well, I think that, you know, the weather obviously changed the golf course. It changed the structure of the tournament by virtue of the tee times not being as fair as you'd like them to be, but that's rub of the green. You know, the DraftKings people freak out because, you know, their guy's on the wrong end of the draw, but you and I both know that happens, and it's just the way the game is. I got a sense as the day proceeded on Saturday afternoon that my man Cameron Smith was going to make a move, and he did it, and he faltered a little, but he held on, and the putting was just phenomenal. And, you know, I've been a fan of this guy since he finished real close to winning the Masters in his first couple of starts. He's got a huge game. Now all he's lacking is a major. But as you said, this is as close as you can get. And big win for the Aussie.
You know, Jay, it really astonishing. You know, he makes four birdies in a row during that last round.
Yeah, starting off.
And then he makes another string of four birdies in a row. I mean, four birdies in a row in a round is one thing. Doing it twice, I can't believe that that's ever been done before.
Well, I mean, you know, there's so many things that stand out when you look at records and stuff that you wouldn't even know. But, I mean, that's just stronger than grandmother's breath. I mean, that's flat out getting it done on a golf course that was playing easier, but still not an easy golf course. You know, I love his mental approach. He's an interesting guy, and he's got a real bright future amongst a lot of guys that seem to have a bright future. I mean, grabbing a major in the next couple of years is going to be significant if you're going to try and win more than one.
No, you're certainly right about that. I know one thing. I have a rooting interest in Cam Smith. Last time I was with him, we were in Hawaii, and we were both in line at Starbucks. I happened to be in front. I ended up paying for his coffee or Starbucks and his girlfriend's. And now that he's won $3.6 million, I think maybe I'll collect on that Starbucks next time I see him. Anyway, he's very proud to have his name on that trophy. Let's listen to what Cam Smith had to say.
Yes, it's so cool. Obviously, lots of Australians have won here. Lots of great Australian golfers have won here. But, you know, the best that have ever lived have won here as well. So it's pretty cool to have the name on the same trophy as them. I think I just kind of held in there today, you know, lots of birdies, kept staying aggressive, kept trying to make birdies, and, you know, went through a little bit of a lull there in the middle, I guess, and, yeah, just bounced back really nice, and, yeah, proud of the way I hung in there. I just knew that the golf course was going to kind of let up a few. There's a few pin spots out there that were very gettable, and being the way that the course played with all the rain just soft and sticky, I just knew I had to make plenty of birdies.
Can you believe that, Jay? $3.6 million. How about the caddy? He put away $400,000. 1 week of caddying, $400,000. Just unbelievable.
No, it is, and a huge moment for Cam, and watch out for him at Augusta. A huge finish for Anirban Lahari. I mean, a lot of things. I mean, that, you know, you basically wrap up with 2 years of playing. You don't have to worry about your card. Huge play by him. He fought hard, and you look at these guys on the leaderboard, Bob, And you know quite well that when that weather is not good and you know, tee times are moved around and you're playing maybe 9 one day and 9 the other day, you want a grinder. And look at those guys. You got Casey. You got your man Kiz. Keegan woke up. Hovland, who never misses a beat. And DJ played really well with a course record 9-under in the final round. But, you just got to deal with it and do the best you can. And somebody's going to get that trophy and what goes along with it.
I want to go back to my man Kevin Kisner. He had the worst of the draw. Everybody admitted that. On the last day or last round, his caddy, who's a personal friend of mine, went to high school where I did. My brother was his basketball coach, Dwayne Bach, a great player in his own right. We'll get to that in a minute. But he got sick after five holes on that fourth and final day. Couldn't continue to carry the bag. Luckily, John Tillery, Kiz's coach, was in the gallery and got strapped with the bag. I'm happy to report that Dwayne Bach recovered the next day, and he said he didn't know. I spoke to him. He didn't know what happened. But then he told me something pretty cool, and we like to bring good stories to the grill room, Jay. How about this? You know, years ago, Dwayne Bach won the North-South Amateur at Pinehurst. Now, you know, being the big stick that you were, that is one of the top five easily amateur tournaments in the country. All right? They had a junior event at Pinehurst where they played 7 golf courses, 18-hole tournaments. Dwayne has a 15-year-old son in high school, Alex Bach. Well, Alex went to this event. He won 4 of them, finished 2nd in one, finished 3rd in another. And when they got home, there was an invite saying, Alex Bach, you're invited to the Junior North-South Amateur Championship. And Dwayne said, you know, Bob, I couldn't have been more excited. You know, knowing that I won that event and now having my son being involved to some extent in that event, but if that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what does.
No, and that's a great tournament. I played in 2 North and South Juniors, never played in the amateur, but that's awesome. Good for Dwayne and his young one. Well, the beat doesn't stop, and the field stays strong as we head towards Augusta, the Valspar Championship. At maybe, I mean, right up there with PGA National, I think, and Arnold's Place, and usually the Players, is 4 difficult golf courses in this Florida swing. As I mentioned, Bob, even after a huge week like the Players, you got a good field. You got 5 of the top 10. You got Victor. You got Morikawa, who was on the wrong side of the draw at the Players. You got DJ off his 63. You got JT, who just frustrates himself and his fans, and Shane Lowry, who's been knocking at the door. So good golf course, good field.
I love that for our listeners that may have not witnessed it. Shane Lowry at the 17th hole made a hole in one, and his celebration, Ian Poulter was in his group. They went ballistic on the tee, and the announcer said, well, Shane has a license to buy a couple of rounds at the bar tonight. And David Faraday said, well, he had that same license last night, and he didn't make a hole-in-one yesterday. So Shane Lowry, former Open champion, he's quick to hit the wallet and have a good time. But you're right, it is a great field. Bubba Watson really played well. You know, he's been kind of quiet for a while.
Yeah.
Got to watch out for him. Louis Oosthuizen, boy.
Always. You never know.
You're right.
Keegan Bradley finished a solo 2nd last year. He almost put himself in position to win the Players' Championship. So, you know, we see guys get on mini streaks, not so much as they used to, but back in the day, guys would have three or four good weeks, and that'd be their money. They'd get their card, and maybe not have the best of years. But now with it being so much dough everywhere and the FedEx Cup points, again, a good field this week. Brooks Koepka is playing, who seems to be knocking on the door, and also Gary Woodland, who's played pretty darn good in the Florida stretch, and Xander Schauffele. So, I mean, we're not missing a beat as we move towards Augusta, Bob. Now, you're going to have to explain to me the LIV Invitational Series and what that is, an eight-tournament series with individual and team play. Now, this isn't Norman's deal, right, or is it?
Oh, no, this is Greg Norman's deal.
Okay, this
same
is the
one.
He came out and wrote the letter to the players.
Yeah.
And,
the only advice I can give you about this, whatever you want to call it, LIV,
right,
Golf Invitational, I would check the mailbox of Jay Randolph Jr.
It's an invite.
I tell you what, you got to be awfully close to getting an invite.
Down to me.
I mean, I don't know one player that's committed to this thing, and yet they're going to hold this event. And I'm surprised that some of the places, Pumpkin Ridge, Trump
I'm not
National.
Trump National.
And Rich Harvest Farms.
I mean, this is like somebody's lying to somebody, or somebody's telling a story, or they're going to be in lawsuits for years and years. Bob, you said it. I mean, my son texted me today. He's now a little golf geek, and he said, you got to read the Norman letter to the players. And I mean, it's like they're in fantasy land. I can't comprehend that Greg, even as arrogant as he can be, is, I mean, these people are fooling themselves, or the Saudis.
Well, you know, it's very difficult to know what's going on. You know, case in point would be, is Phil Mickelson going to play? And, you know.
Against who?
Yeah, well, the point is Phil Mickelson suspended? I mean, you know, you talk about.
Well, and they said once, you know, it's different saying I'm going to play and I'm going to be a spokesperson, I'm going to do this. You know, the commissioners said and used the term lifetime suspension or ban if somebody put it in the air in one of these deals. So, I mean, maybe Phil's going to go this way. I don't know. I just think it's – I don't know how they're getting this floated out there. And now it's becoming laughable almost.
Well, it certainly is, and I made some inquiries as far as Phil. Even if he's banned from the PGA Tour, he could play the Masters. You know, they're a separate body.
Oh, yes, he absolutely. But that would be a decision that would be up to the tournament committee. But
exactly.
I don't think there could be, unless they used some form of a rule that said for the betterment of the game or something, but they can do whatever the hell they want. I
mean, and they do.
Yes, indeed.
And the same thing holds true, Jay, the same thing holds true for the PGA.
Open Championship.
Yeah.
And the PGA. That's why I always mention to me the five biggest events aren't controlled by the tour, including the Ryder Cup. So, you know, I mean, this could get as silly as they've got the commitment for the money and they've got these spots. Now, and they may have a sign-up sheet. And if Doug Gim wants to play and lose his tour card, or somebody on the Corn Ferry Tour, you know what I mean, that this may get to that point.
Well, I think,
you know what I'm saying, or what? Club pros even, I mean, it's, they may have the money to really try and force the issue, but really look terrible doing it.
Well, when I see the headline saying that this event is kicking off the LIV Golf Invitational, headlined by Al Garbowski, who was the club pro that got in the Champions Tour in California with only three golf balls, ran out, and play had to be suspended until he sent somebody to the locker room. To get some more golf balls.
They can invite whoever they want.
Sure.
I mean,
they can invite Jay Randolph Jr.
They could invite Jordan. They could invite the sports world. I mean, you know, it could get real goofy. I just hope that somebody has the wherewithal to say for the betterment. And when I say betterment of the game, better for the professional game. And maybe in the end run, better for the game of golf, because this is just becoming almost like a hoax.
Well, certainly it seems like a hoax when, you know, it's well documented. Anybody that knows us, we never ran away from a bet that we didn't like.
Right.
I watch a professional golf tournament now, and I hear constant plugs for betting. I don't hear any plugs for playing golf or going to the range or hitting golf balls. It's all
right.
About bet this, bet that.
Right.
I mean, and now an announcement comes from the PGA Tour, a company called BetParX. They partner with the Memorial Tournament, Jack's Tournament, presented by Workday for mobile sports betting access in Ohio, and now becomes a PGA Tour official betting operator. Good golly, Miss Molly, what's this world coming to?
We talked about it when they opened the door, Bob. You know, it's going to go wherever they can take it at this point. And, you know, it's just part of what they do. That, I mean, when you pull up the PGA Tour leaderboard on PGAtour.com, one of the tabs that you can click on is present odds for the golf tournament. I mean, you know, come on. Which is, you know, it doesn't bother me. But as you and I have talked about, with the way in which the PGA Tour operated, you might have seen a slow process into this rather than just jumping all in and trying a TV broadcast to promote it and all kind of stuff. So, you know, but again, golf is good. It's that time of year where people are starting to come out and have their first round, especially in the Midwestern states and a little up north. So it's fun to see people, and the Masters will be here before we know it.
And we're going to end this week on a real positive note, Mr. Randolph. One of the good guys on the European Tour, former Open champion, none other than Henrik Stenson, is going to be the Ryder Cup captain in Italy. And I always remember the first interview I ever did with Henrik Stenson was quite a few number of years ago. And I said, joining me now is Henrik Stenson from Norway. And then when the interview finished, he said, I don't want to say anything, Bob, but I'm from Sweden. And for the next 10 years, every time he would see me, he'd say, Norway, Norway. So, Henrik, congratulations on being appointed Ryder Cup captain. And why don't you put a bow on this one, Jay?
You got it, my man. That's it for this week. We'll be back again to wrap up this week's Valspar Championship. Everybody have a great week.